say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful. So they say.
This is Dream a Little Dream of Me, an Agent Carter Marvel Cinematic Universe fanfic, written by For the Greater Good and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17, contains the pairing Peggy Carter, Angie Martinelli, with additional tags for masturbation, sexual fantasy, pining, explicit sexual content, cunnilingus. This is the second story in the series, My Best Girl.
And with the moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So they tell me.
Angie rolled over in bed and kicked the sheets down. It seemed like she was getting away with something, sleeping in like this, but the girl she traded shifts with had been so grateful. She'd had a hot date, she said, and Angie wasn't going to grudge her a shot at getting lucky just because Peggy hadn't been in the diner for 3 days running. Angie sighed and tangled her fingers in her hair. She hadn't had this bad for anyone in a while. 3 days without that pretty red smile and those big doe eyes that seemed to take in everything all at once. And she was moping around like an old maid. It didn't help that Peggy was such a take-charge kind of girl. She pushed buttons Angie hadn't even known she had before Peggy came along. She was used to having to do most of the work when it came to bringing a girl around to what she had in mind. Outside of a few small circles that she'd found, it just didn't seem to cross most girls' minds that they could have fun with another woman. Heck, she'd known a few who'd been surprised that a girl could have fun at all. And as nice as it had been, showing them otherwise, she'd like to have had a stern word with her older sisters over it. There'd even been a few girls she'd liked who'd seemed to think her biggest virtue was that she couldn't put them in a family way. But that had gotten old quick. Peggy, though. Angie tossed and kicked the sheets the rest of the way off her. If she could just get Peggy to take a hint, she didn't think she'd have any explaining to do at all. Her belly tightened at the thought. Peggy didn't seem the type to be bashful once she knew they were on the same page. And wouldn't that be a treat. Her breath came a little faster at the thought of no-nonsense Peggy Carter kissing her hard and unbuttoning her blouse, maybe sliding one of those slim little hands of hers up that one black silk skirt Angie kept for special occasions. It was thick enough that she could get away with not wearing a slip, and the feel of it against her thighs was absolutely delicious. She looked a little like a Gibson girl in it, too. And God, but the girls at the club had drooled over her when she wore it. Angie groaned softly at the thought of Peggy's hands pushing it up over her hips. She pictured Peggy flushed and wide-eyed plenty. But she'd never imagined what Peggy might look like, with her lipstick a little smeared and her hair a little mussed and her fingers unclipping Angie's best stockings. Angie ran her hands over her breasts and wondered what Peggy liked to get up to first. There'd been a girl from Ohio who'd gone absolutely bananas when Angie wore just a bandeau under her blouse, and she could cop a good feel just by undoing a few buttons. There'd been a girl from Georgia who'd shocked her by not wearing panties at all, but then Chet needed to even get undressed once they'd gotten back to her place, and Angie had just been in heaven. There'd even been one girl who'd love to pull off her shoes and stroke every inch of her legs until she got right to the top. And Angie'd been about to burst just from that by the time she'd gotten to her cunt. She bet Peggy would be a by-the-book, top-down sort of girl. She had that sort of thorough military air about her, even after this long. It had to have its own appeal for her. And Angie couldn't hardly object to something like that. She'd always figured there was a reason it was in the book in the first place. She closed her eyes and imagined Peggy's fingers tugging down the zipper on her dress, crowding close enough so that all Angie could smell was that perfume of hers. A shiver ran up her spine, and she squirmed and pulled up her nightgown. Her skin felt hot already, and the air was cool on her thighs, and she could practically feel Peggy's lips on the nape of her neck. Angie preferred her dresses simple enough to just step out of them once the zipper was undone, but Peggy liked her suits fancier. She wondered if Peggy would let her fumble through with the catches and buttons and hooks, or would she put her hands on Angie's and guide her? She thought of undoing Peggy's trousers and feeling for the zipper on her panty girdle. That was what proper ladies wore under their trousers, wasn't it? All the other girls she'd known who wore pants hadn't gone in much for fancy lingerie. But the way Peggy's hung over those full hips and that glorious backside of hers, Angie figured she had to have the real deal on underneath. It'd be quick as anything to undo that zipper and get her hands on bare skin. She could kiss and tease and stroke and nibble until Peggy was slick and hot for her. And then just a few strokes might put her over the edge right there in the ladies' washroom with no one the wiser. Angie's back arched, and she gave in to that tight throb between her legs. She wanted Peggy every which way. She'd take anything, anytime and anywhere. She ran her fingertips over her hips and then down, one hand teasing her folds and one hand drifting back up to her belly to cup a breast. Peggy seemed like the sort of girl who'd want to go first, and Angie licked her lips. She could practically see Peggy, her mouth wet and her eyes gleaming, crawling up the bed to kiss her. Tasting herself on Peggy's tongue would be a little slice of perfect, she was pretty sure. Angie's fingers circled her clit as she imagined Peggy sinking down over her shoulders so she could return the favor. Soft curls brushing her face and Peggy's scent thick in her nostrils. She wondered how Peggy would sound when she teased her, her tongue darting here and there before parting her lips and pressing against her clit. Angie stretched herself open, two fingers plunging into her tight depths while her thumb rested on her hood. She rolled her nipple between her fingertips and panted. Would Peggy be loud and eager, murmuring encouragements as she sucked her juices and squeezed her flesh? Would Peggy be one of the quiet girls who didn't let on they were about to come until they were bent almost double and shaken themselves apart? Angie hoped for loud and eager. It could kick up a fuss with a neighbor, sure, but there was nothing like drinking a girl in while she said sweet things and groaned fit to wake the dead, with her thighs trembling and her mouth falling open and her cunt getting thicker and hotter under a lapping tongue. She bit her lip as one last stroke along her clit took her over the edge, and she didn't bother to keep too quiet when she lifted her hips off the bed and came. Angie whimpered when the wave broke, and she flopped back onto the mattress, breathing hard. Her skin was flushed and her lips felt chapped, and she didn't bother suppressing a lazy smile at the thought of Peggy seeing her like this. Ugh. But she needed her soldier girl to wake up and smell the coffee. The end.
I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand. Thing that's known as romance. is wonderful, wonderful in every way. So they say.